in Iraq. Two U.S. pilots were killed after their Apache, west of Baghdad, collided in midair with another helicopter, according to a senior Defense Department official. One helicopter apparently crash-landed Monday evening, killing both pilots. The second helicopter was able to land at Taji, an airbase 12 miles north of the capital. The pilots in the second Apache were apparently not injured. According to a release issued by defense officials in Baghdad, there was no hostile fire involved. The Army can't account for $68 million in parts and tools shipped to contractors for repairs in 2004 because it doesn't demand receipts, congressional auditors said today. The nonpartisan Government Accountability Office released its conclusions in a 34-page report. In earlier audits, the GAO found a similar lack of basic accounting oversight with Navy and Air Force parts and tool shipments. Each year, the Army ships thousands of items to private contractors for repair, alterations, or modifications. The GAO investigators said 15%, or $68 million, of the unclassified shipments they analyzed could not be confirmed as being received. Delta Airlines pilots voted today to approve a 14% pay cut in a deal their union worked out with management to help the bankrupt carrier cope with an expected cash crunch. It's the second double-digit pay cut the airline pilots have accepted in 13 months. Delta and the Airline Pilots Association, which represents the Atlanta-based company's 6,000 pilots, will now try to hammer out a comprehensive agreement by March. If not, the sides have agreed to let the decision be made by a three-person arbitration panel. Weaknesses in FEMA's response system during Hurricane Katrina were just one symptom of major management challenges at the Homeland Security Department. That's the conclusion of an internal report issued today. The report by the department's inspector general also questions Homeland Security's ability to properly oversee billions of dollars worth of contracts it awards annually. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, an arm of the Homeland Security Department, was singled out as a top concern by investigators. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104.
I'm Patrick T. Parker here for Protect America. Protect America is one of the largest installers of GE home security products in the country. GE is a name that we all know and trust. I want to share with you a personal experience. Recently, five of my neighbors' homes were broken into, three of them while the owners slept. In this time of terror and security alerts, doesn't it make sense to protect your family? GE Home Security products are the answer for homeowners. Is your family protected with state-of-the-art security services? Also, most insurance companies give you a discount on your homeowner's insurance when you have a monitored security system. If you're a homeowner and you care about safety, sleep better at night knowing your home is protected by a GE Home Security system. Call Protect America right now at 1-800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188. Get the safety and security your family deserves. Call Protect America right now and secure your home for free. Your only cost is the monthly monitoring service. Call 800-814-5188.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Seeker, Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Yes, it's live. December 28th, 2005. Welcome to the program. We will be substituting DeBar on Friday for Randy Rhodes. Peter Werby will be sitting in for me those two nights. But tonight we're live on this program, live tomorrow on Randy's program and on Friday. How you doing? You doing all right? You getting through the holidays okay? I've spent a lot of time reading. You know, I don't know where the extra time is coming from because we're working a regular schedule. Matter of fact, we're working more hours during Christmas week here than we normally do, subbing for Randy. But I've been reading an awful lot of stuff that's circulating around the internet from mainstream media, mainstream publications, everything from Newsweek, Washington Post to Daily Kos and Joshua Micah Marshall and Huffington Post, you know, just the whole raw story and TV news lies, all of it, Media Matters. And I'm starting to, Democratic Underground, I'm starting to, under Bart Kopp, God, just keeps going and going. I'm starting to understand, and maybe you are too, the incredible scope of the lying and the fraud and the spying that has been committed by this Bush crime family. It's unbelievable. I hate to use cliches any more than necessary, but the tip of the iceberg is the only thing that comes to mind. You know, these old bastards, Rumsfeld and Cheney, who came out of the Nixon and Ford administrations and who were so hamstrung and restricted back then because of congressional oversight, legitimate congressional oversight, even by Republicans, have just gone insane. Cheney and Rumsfeld. It's just incredible, the scope of this. It is so vast. It has penetrated so deeply into every single American institution. It has undermined to such an intense degree the rule of law in this country that I do wonder if we can recover. A friend of mine sent me an email whose name for the time being, I'm just going to let it not be said because he may not want me to share this, but I sent him an article. And he wrote back to me. I sent him an article, URL to an article. I said, "Did you see this?" And he wrote back to me, and he said, "Yeah, I saw it." He said, "Let me tell you something. It's too late for reform. It's time for revolution." Whew. Now, that's pretty scary, because the person who sent this to me is just not, you know, he doesn't normally say things like that. So tonight we're gonna cover some of this, and feel free to join in any time. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do as an experiment. I'm gonna open the door. Excuse me, knock the microphone. I'm gonna open the door just a crack to conservatives. And the way I'm gonna do that is maybe declare a temporary truce on calling you sons of bitches, you know, and cowards and liars and all that weird stuff that I call you. Now, I don't do this in the spirit of brotherhood or the new year or anything like that, or because I've had some sort of an epiphany. I do it because surely you understand, as much as you might like fascism, or as much as you might want, love to see other people go die in wars, or as much as you, despise the idea that gay folk are no different from you at all. As much as those things may be real in your existence, do you understand that you live here too? And if you travel on a U.S. passport, that means you're a U.S. citizen also. Even if you don't try, if you have a birth certificate from this country, do you understand, you conservatives, what is being done? I don't think a lot of you do. Even though members of your tribe are starting to try to explain to you how seriously and severely this Bush crime family is destroying the country. This is not liberal rhetoric. It's not Bob Barr rhetoric. It's not rhetoric at all. It's happening. It's happening right now. Ongoing. Has been ever since these thugs took power. Now, I know a lot of you right-wingers see all of this as in the same way that you see a football game. You know, conservatives against the liberals. Ha ha, we won. Bah, 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 bah. Or Republicans against the Democrats. Ha 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 ha, we won. Not only is that childish, juvenile, and ridiculous, it's also just totally, just complete nonsense. This is your country. It's my country. This is where we this is our birthright. This is where we live. Now I'm not offering any kind of a olive branch because I hate conservatives. They disgust me. They turn my stomach. The whole conservative philosophy to me is poison, utter poison. It's anti-life. It's pro-death. It's poison. So no peace offering here. If you all disappeared tomorrow, if you just rapture the hell on out of here, I'd be happy as a mudlark. All I'm saying is, I'll open the door a crack to some of you right-wingers who maybe are starting to understand just how severely everything is being destroyed by the Bush administration. The Bush crime family. Now, you can't go talk to Hannity or Limbaugh or any of these other filthy, degenerate radio whores. You can't do it. They don't want to hear from you. So you're kind of boxed in. You know, you have this sick, conservative philosophy, but you're realizing, oh, Jesus, I'm going to die. They're going to kill me. The Bush crime family is destroying my country. They're destroying it for my children. They're destroying it for my grandchildren. And you don't know where to go with that, do you? You don't know what to do. All right. So I'll open the door a crack. And if you want to call this program, and don't start out by saying, I'm an ass or anything like that, but because we don't care about it. I don't care what you think about me. The feeling is entirely mutual. So let's just step beyond that. But if you're starting to panic, right-winger, conservative, Bush supporter, if you're starting to realize that you really, 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 and so are your children on the deck of the Titanic, and you want, you just need to vent. You need to say, Jesus, what has happened? We'll take your call. We'll listen to you. Now, I'm using we in a literal sense. I and the people, the normal people who listen to this program. So, I'll open the door to you a crack. Just a crack. And let's see what you do with it. We got a couple of... Oh, the phone number here? 866-303-2270. A couple of emails here in a moment to start the program, and then a couple of items, and then we're going to do a lot of phone calls tonight. So, do join in if the spirit moves you, normal people. You conservatives, Like I said, I'll give just a slight opening, because I know that you must be panicked. You have been utterly and absolutely betrayed. You have been gutted by the people you put in office. They have opened you up from throat to anus, and they're allowing you to lie there on the ground and bleed to death. They have butchered you, and your children, and your grandchildren. Do you understand that? And the only place you might be able to find a little bit of solace or comfort or understanding is on this program, or talking to other liberals. So I'll give you a chance if you want to. Maybe not tonight. Maybe at some point you want to call this program and try to learn how to talk in a way where someone's going to listen to you.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
With my back pain, it hurt just to think about swinging a golf club.
Back pain can ruin your golf game. That's why you need Capsaicin Cream, the brand pharmacists recommend most, because its relief starts strong and gets stronger each time you use it. Relief so effective.
It's like the pain was never there. It's unbelievable.
You've got to feel it for yourself. Capsaicin Cream. Relief beyond belief.
Now that's a shot.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour, this email comes from Peter. He says, your disparaging remarks about the people at the National Security Agency are off the mark. He's referring to something I said on Randy's program yesterday. Peter writes, the bulk of the personnel are from three units, Naval Security Group, Air Force Security Service, and Army Security Agency. These men and women and their civilian counterparts at Fort Meade have done their very best to keep the country safe since World War II. You have a policy disagreement with the administration. Don't take it out on the folks who have served with honor and done their duty. Go to Fort Meade to the National Cryptographic Museum, if it's still open, and read the small plaques on the wall. It won't take long. The super snoopers, quote, quote, who gave their all, likely got no medals or even a newspaper article about their sacrifice. Some of the losses are still classified. The motto of naval intelligence is, in God we trust, all others we monitor. Everyone I knew served with pride and honor and truly believed we made a difference then and now. And Peter signs himself a Naval Security Group vet from the 60s. And he adds, I agree with your feelings and your politics. You would know more about the National Security Agency than I, Peter, for sure. But I do know that the National Security Agency, maybe at one time, given the context of a 50-year-long Cold War with the Soviet Union, which was certainly a just mind-boggling waste of life, treasure, time, effort. The 50-year standoff between the U.S. and Soviet Union put the entire planet on the verge of extinction, which we still are with the nuclear weapons. Maybe the National Security Agency was necessary. I don't know. I think the whole world is insane. I think it was especially insane, or not especially, but equally insane in the 50s and 60s, 70s, 80s. But if the National Security Agency did its bit to prevent a nuclear exchange, I certainly salute them for that. But when I open up a paper today, every time I turn around and find out that this half-wit in the White House is using the National Security Agency for what he is using it for, then I question. The question I have is this: if the people in the National Security Agency are so dedicated in protecting the United States of America, and they are asked to subvert the Constitution of the United States by the half-wit in the White House, then why do they not resign? Oh, I know, a job's a job. Why don't I resign from Air America? If something happens here, it pisses me off. Well, I just might, if it ever gets to that point. But if the National Security Agency employees, the good men and women, I'm sure they are, that you talk about, Peter, if they are so willing, after a 50-year-long tradition of defending the country against enemies foreign, and now have become co-conspirators with enemies in this country domestic, that is the Bush administration, then I'm sorry, Peter, I can't respect that. Any more than I respect a dirty cop. Any more than I respect anybody in a position of authority that abuses the authority. So, I hear you loud and clear. Meant no disrespect to any good work that you and your comrades did for the National Security Agency in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. God knows I've contributed my share of funding you for the past all my working life, which would be about 50 years. So, Joe and Patty emailed in from Spokane. Mike, it's been discussed that the New York Times knew about the wiretaps a year ago but didn't report it. Well, yeah, they admitted it. Could it be possible, Joe and Patty write, that not only was the Bush crime family secretly taping terrorist, quote-unquote, phone conversations, but they were also listening in on the Kerry campaign conversations? The Bush people always seem to be a step ahead of Kerry a few months before the election. Why else would the New York Times not divulge what they knew? Food for thought, Joe and Patty write, those bastards. With four exclamation points. Yeah, I hear you. All right, good question. Good question. Wouldn't you like to know? So would I. Who the Bush crime family decided to spy on without getting a warrant? Now, the answer to that could be what we talked about the other day. The Bush crime family was turned down on warrants and then just decided to hell with it and didn't even ask anymore. So, yeah, it really raises questions about who these criminals in the Bush crime family, who they really wanted information on. Spies and terrorists, my left foot. From Melinda. I'll do Melinda's when we come back, and then we're going to move on. One more email. All right, stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At GEICO.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricetin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricetin HBP. Use as directed.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. and you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
With a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 25 before the hour. All right, this is from Melinda. She writes, Mike, I'm only 62 years old, and I never thought I would live to see the United States of America die. Destroyed by flag-waving hypocrites who don't even care about what legacy they are leaving their own children and grandchildren. I grew up in the 50s. My daughter was 2 weeks old when JFK was shot. I was pregnant with my son when Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy were shot. But for all the tears, fears, and riots, I never feared that our government would not survive. I do now. My proposal, I don't want to burn the flag. I want to use the flag legally by displaying the flag upside down, the international sign of distress. By treating the flag with respect, hanging it upside down will demonstrate to those who would like to call us over-the-hill hippie radicals that our display and our distress is legitimate, that our anger is not at the flag or our country. Our anger is directed at those who call us traitor for speaking our beliefs, at those who lie to us, and those who continue to believe those lies. Well, I get it, Melinda, yeah. I've mentioned reallynews.com, the website before, reallynews.com. Our friend Judy, who runs that, it's a good site. She has asked me to pass on to you a site that you might find interesting. It's a website, a blog site put together by a good friend of hers named Jack, who claims to be a Republican from Texas. You can check it out yourself. I've read some of his stuff, and if this is a Republican, well, then, okay. It's Weasel Dog. Weasel Dog. You know how to spell it, don't you? Weasel Dog. W-E-A-S-E-L Dog. Weaseldog.blogspot.com. Weaseldog.blogspot.com. Check it out. The Justice Department reports to the U.S. Congress on the surveillance court's activities. All the reports that the Justice Department is supposed to turn into Congress about how many times the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court is used, those reports show that the Bush crime family made 5,645 applications for electronic surveillance and physical searches through 2004, the most recent year for which figures are available. In the previous 4 years, the court received a total of 3,436 for a grand total of approximately 10,000 applications for secret electronic surveillance and physical searches by the Bush crime family. Of the 10,000 requests, the 11-judge panel modified 179 of them. The reasons for the modifications were not stated. Now, the reason I give you that information, this is from... where is this from? Associated Press? The reason I mention that, approximately 10,000 applications, that's what it says here, the Bush administration has made 10,000 applications for secret surveillance and secret searches through from 2000 through 2004. The reason I mention that is because Bush, the lying coward that he is, said he had authorized the domestic spying program 30 times since the September 11 attacks and would continue to do so. This is back the week, what is it, Kathy, the week before Christmas when he gave the speech about, I did it because my job is to protect American people. And he had said that he had authorized the domestic spying program, he said, more than 30 times since the September 11 attack. Well, yeah, I guess 10,000 is more than 30. Well, let's be charitable here. This goes back to 2000. Let's knock 2,000 of them off. Let's knock 3,000 requests off. 7,000. Yeah, that's more than 30. I'm telling you, the scope of the corruption of this administration, the degree of surveillance and spying on American citizens, it's phenomenal. If we ever figure out the degree to which Rumsfeld, Cheney, and then these killers from the Reagan years, people like Abrams and Negroponte and Reich and Bolton, if it's ever revealed the degree to which these filthy, filthy, filthy America haters have destroyed this republic, it just might bring open revolution. And in today's Washington Post, the Bush administration is punishing 9 foreign countries, 6 of them in China, for selling missile goods and chemical arms material to Iran. Now, remember, this kind of stuff is notoriously dual use, right? In making the announcement Tuesday, State Department spokesman Adam Arely said the sanctions were based on, quote, credible evidence, end quote, which he did not disclose. Two of the companies are Indian, the other is Austrian. As a result, Adam Arely said, the United States will not provide export licenses to the companies for doing business here and will ban U.S. government purchases from these companies. The action was taken under the Iran Non-Proliferation Act, which Congress passed in 2000 to deter international support for Iran's nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons programs and for missile delivery systems. And the article goes on and on and on. But let us go back to February 16th, 2005. I'll tell you what, do. Bring up a good search engine, Google will do. Type in Halliburton, Iran, and read what you come up with. One of them, from February 16th, 2005, Halliburton quietly signed a major new business deal to help develop Tehran's natural gas fields. This is 6 months ago, 7 months ago. Halliburton's new Iran contract, moreover, appears to suggest a far closer connection with the country's hardline government than the firm has ever acknowledged. This is Halliburton. This is Cheney, who still runs it. The deal, diplomatic sources tell Newsweek, was signed with an Iranian oil company whose principals include Cyrus Nasseri, who is Tehran's chief international negotiator on matters relating to the country's nuclear enrichment program. Dick Cheney, this murderous, traitorous son of a bitch, is doing business, you see. His company is doing business with specific Iranians whose specificity happens to be their nuclear weapons program. And yet, today it's announced that the State Department will sanction 9 foreign companies for doing the same thing. And the Vice President of the United States, dear God, how much more of this are we going to take? The Vice President of the United States. Is involved in the nuclear program of Iran on a profit and loss basis. Now, this is from February 16th, 2005. You want more recent stuff? I do it. Just type in Halliburton or Kellogg Brown Root and Iran. Type in Cheney and Iran. Now, don't forget, Cheney repeatedly, when he was the Halliburton CEO, which he was during the 90s, he repeatedly and forcefully criticized the laws in the United States that restricted business in Iran. He argued that they caused U.S. firms like Halliburton to lose business to international competitors. Now, what Halliburton signed back in February, or that's when it was reported, was a third of a billion-dollar project to develop Iran's huge South Pars natural gas fields. It just goes on and on and on. So here you have Dick Cheney, whose company, and don't believe for a second that this rat bastard doesn't know exactly what Halliburton is doing and is not providing lead after lead, connection after connection. This evil cyborg vice president is doing it to us. Do you understand, truth seekers? If this were even the Soviet Union, and they found out that one of their Politburo members was trading with the enemy, do you know what would happen? A trip out behind the Kremlin to that yard back there where Mr. Beria bought it. Halliburton spokeswoman Wendy Hall said the company, quote, does not have any knowledge that Nasseri was directly involved with Halliburton or the oil industry or the nuclear industry. Jesus.
feel bad when I go to the guy on the other side. I'm in reverse, but I couldn't stand the light. And he was highly indisputable, the leader of the gang, like a bullet in the freezer. Bang, bang.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
Hey, that's a great idea. You could really cash in.
I hope. I've been working on it for years.
Have you got a patent on it?
Not yet. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I need.
Just call Inventec. They can help you protect and market your idea. They've been doing it for inventors for over 10 years. It's easy.
Inventec? That's exactly what I need.
Then call 1-800-319-1818.
Slow down.
That's 1-800-319-1818. And they'll even send you a free inventor's kit and DVD with your confidential submission.
How do you know this?
I called them myself. I have a really good idea of my own, and thanks to Inventec, no one's going to cash in but me. They're going to help me get my invention off the drawing board and into the marketplace.
I really need Inventec. What's that number again?
1-800-319-1818.
One more time?
Call 1-800-319-1818. That's 1-800-319-1818.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. There's another time bomb ticking, thanks to the Bush crime family, and thanks to the to both Bush crime families, Pappy Bush and Bush 2 and Bill Clinton. This story is one of the Project Censored award winners. Considering the tons of depleted uranium used by the United States, the Iraq War can truly be called a nuclear war. Preventive Psychiatry e-newsletter charged Monday that the reason Veterans Affairs Secretary Anthony Principi stepped down earlier this month was the growing scandal surrounding the use of uranium munitions in the Iraq War. Writing in Preventive Psychiatry e-newsletter number 169, Arthur Bernclough, executive director of Veterans for Constitutional Law in New York, stated, quote, "The real reason for Mr. Principi's departure was really never given. However, a special report published by eminent scientist Loren Moret naming depleted uranium as the definitive cause of the so-called Gulf War syndrome has fed a growing scandal about the continued use of uranium munitions by the U.S. military." Bernclough continued, quote, "This malady from uranium munitions that thousands of our military have suffered and died from has finally been identified as the cause of the sickness, eliminating the guessing. The terrible truth is now being revealed. Of the 580,400 soldiers who served in Gulf War I, 11,000 are now dead. By the year 2000, there were 325,000 on permanent medical disability. This astounding number of disabled vets means that a decade after that war, 56% of those soldiers who served have some form of permanent medical problems. 56%. The disability rate for the wars of the last century, World War I, World War II, Korea, was 5%. Vietnam, 10%. Gulf War I, 56%. Secretary Principi was aware of this fact as far back as 2000. Bernclough writes, he and the Bush administration have been hiding these facts, but now, thanks to this report, it is far too big to hide or to cover up. Terry Jamison, Public Affairs Specialist, Office of the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs, Department of Veterans Affairs, at the VA Central Office, recently reported that Gulf-era veterans now on medical disability since 1991 number 518,739 veterans. The long-term effects have revealed that depleted uranium is a virtual death sentence, stated Bernclough. Marion Falk, a nuclear physical chemist who retired from the Lawrence Livermore Nuclear Weapons Lab and who was also involved with the Manhattan Project, interprets the new and rapid malignancies in the soldiers as spectacular and a matter of concern. These are from soldiers from the war commencing in 2003, Bush Jr.'s war. When asked if the main purpose of using depleted uranium was for destroying things and killing people, Mr. Falk from the Department of Public Affairs, Veterans Administration, said, quote, "I would say it is the perfect weapon for killing lots of people." Principi could not be reached for comment prior to deadline. Now, if you want more about this, you can get it from Veterans for Constitutional Law. It's in Port Jefferson, New York. Jesus. We are bringing home from Gulf War II an enormous number of veterans who are going to be sick the rest of their lives, who are going to father sick children. We are bringing home women soldiers who are going to be sterile, and we are trying to deal with Gulf War I and the use of depleted uranium by the Clinton administration, not against American soldiers, but against the people of Iraq and the people of Yugoslavia. Now, I'm not sure how to deal with all that. This is a Project Censored award winner, this whole story. Back to the Iran nuclear thing. Remember when Bush was all exercised earlier this year because Iran wanted to develop nukes? and his pal, Russian President Vladimir Putin, was going to help them. Remember that? So it's okay for Cheney to do business with Iran and wink, wink, nudge, nudge, work on the oil fields. I'm sorry, natural gas. Look the other way. It has nothing to do with nukes. But Bush doesn't want Putin to assist Iran in developing what the Iranians insist is a civilian nuclear power industry. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. I'm all confused. Maybe one of you Bush supporters or a neocon or a Cheney supporter or some of you people that think Bush is doing Jesus' work on planet Earth will call and explain this latest bit of hypocrisy to our vast and curious and erudite audience. Depleted uranium. Now, if you don't know what depleted uranium is, again, just do a Google. And what you're going to find is going to be pretty scary. We've been talking about depleted uranium since the mid-90s, haven't we, Kathy? Since 96, 97, when I first learned about it, when Clinton ordered the bombings of Yugoslavia and then found out that depleted uranium weapons had been used by Bush 1 in the Persian Gulf War. All right, stick around. Quick break here. When we come back, we're going to take phone calls. So I'd like to hear from you. The phone number is 866-303-2270. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
On Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue is doctor-recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsin Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-337-1627 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-337-1627. 1-800-337-1627.
Air America Radio News. Good evening. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson. Enron's former top accountant gets 7 years in prison under a deal in which he pleaded guilty in Texas to securities fraud and agreed to testify against top executives Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling. Richard Causey will also forfeit $1.25 million to the government, according to the plea deal. And if the government is happy with his cooperation, prosecutors can ask that his sentence be reduced to 5 years. The United Nations said today that Iraq's elections were credible, and there's no justification for the calls to hold them again. Sunni Arab and secular Shiites have complained Iraq's elections were tainted by fraud, and they have demanded new elections in some provinces, warning they may boycott Iraq's new legislature. Iraqi officials say they found some instances of fraud, but not enough to hold a rerun. In another of continuing political demonstrations across the country, more than 4,000 people rallied today in Samarra, 60 miles north of Baghdad, in favor of the major Sunni Arab party. Demonstrators carried banners saying, "We refuse the election forgery." Two soldiers, one American, the other Afghan, were killed today in a roadside bomb attack in eastern Afghanistan that also wounded two U.S. troops, according to a U.S. military spokesman. A Taliban spokesman, Qari Mohammed Yusuf, claimed responsibility for the attack in Kunar province, which borders Pakistan. It could be a case of the Bush administration shooting itself in the foot. The White House's unauthorized wiretapping of international phone calls, which it says protected national security, may now undermine U.S. criminal cases against suspected terrorists. Defense lawyers in some of the country's biggest terrorism cases said today they plan to bring legal challenges to determine whether the National Security Agency used illegal wiretaps against their clients. Among the lawyers are those of Jose Padilla, a U.S. citizen held as an enemy combatant for nearly 4 years, who said today they will incorporate the wiretapping scheme into their filings with the Supreme Court over how much power a president has while the nation is at war. Some legal analysts say this new twist in the ongoing debate over the legality of the wiretapping could jeopardize some of the Bush administration's most important legal victories in terror cases. Another investigation, a different conclusion in Russia. After one commission found government negligence in the Beslan school siege that left 331 dead last year, yesterday government prosecutors found the government had done nothing wrong. And today, the head of the Russian Parliamentary Commission investigating the siege said that local law enforcement officials were to blame. Alexander Torshin told Parliament today that local officials in Beslan negligently ignored instructions to strengthen school security ahead of the terrorist attack. One liberal lawmaker criticized Torshin for attempting to put the blame on regional and local law enforcers and not on the leaders of federal ministries. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Isaac Davy Aronson.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
It's about 7 past the hour. Let's do some phone calls here. All right, you up for that? Phone number here is 866-303-2270. Start with Lowell, who's called in from Tampa, Florida. Lowell, welcome to the program. Hey, Lowell.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fine, sir.
Great. And question, how many bushes does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
None. They don't screw light bulbs. Just fellow Americans.
Ah, okay.
But the real reason I called.
Yeah.
I was listening to your show yesterday on when you were doing Randy. And the part about you getting emails about people telling you to tone it down a bit and whatever, and you said screw them.
Right.
I wholeheartedly agree with you because quite frankly, we need stronger voices like yours, like Randy Rhodes, like Al Franken, and get rid of the ones like Alan Colmes, and especially guys in Congress like Lieberman, who are doing everything to practically make us Democrats and progressives like jokes.
Well, the thing I can't I truly don't understand, Lowell, is how anyone who cares about this country. Now, by this country, I don't mean the rivers, lakes, and streams, although that's in there, too, or the mountains, the purple majesties, although that's in there, too. But when I talk about this country, I talk about the institutions, the documents upon which we founded the country. Not our actions at the beginning, because our actions were racist and genocidal, but I'm talking about the documents that really laid out this grand experiment that they were going to try a government of, by, and for the people. Now, it took about 200 years for everybody here to be included in that of, by, and for the people. You know, women, people of color, people who were here long before the whites were here, yada, 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 yada. But how anyone in this day, in this Bush administration, who believes in the institutions of this country, who believes in the separation of powers, who believes in liberty, who believes in freedom, who believes in our institutions and our documents, how they are not pissed off is beyond me.
I cannot
sit back, whether I was on this radio program or not, is immaterial. I could not sit back and just say, well, you know, this stuff is beyond me. Well, gee, I don't have any solutions, so I guess I better shut my mouth. Well, I don't know what to do. Well, never mind. I think I'll go to Florida for the weekend and forget it all. I can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that really pisses me off when someone says we got to tone it down or whatever is because, and honestly, you know, they mean well, but the fact that they say that we got to show the other side that we, you know, we're this nicer party that you know, we can listen to everybody and blah blah blah, and if it were any other time period, I would probably agree with that. But we're dealing with thugs and psychopaths and really people who would practically step over you without taking a look back. And will do anything in their power to retain that power, and that includes being mean as hell.
Well, I think the Republicans, I think Bush supporters, I think conservatives have shown just how degenerate and how soulless they really are, and how much they hate this country, and hate everything about this country. So as far as reaching out to the other side, I say screw them. They can reach out to me. That's why I opened the door a crack on the program tonight. If any of these right-wingers or Bush supporters or conservatives or Republicans want to reach out to me by saying, you know, Malloy, I don't necessarily agree with everything you say, but I think you're right in that Bush is destroying the country. You know, I'm open to hear that. But I cannot and will not reach out to people who are willfully ignorant.
Right, and the thing is that we need to get our people more galvanized, and if you have to use a harsher tone to do it, then by God, do it, because, quite frankly, we're going into 2006 here, and another election year, and we need to get as many Democrats and progressives in the Senate or whatever as possible.
Well, as long as they're real Democrats.
Yeah, as long as they're real Democrats. I mean, not folk Democrats like Lieberman or what have you, but the thing is, 2008, I mean, and I realize we got to go through another 3 years of this insanity, but my God, if I have to go through 4 more years of another Republican like Bush, and honestly, I don't think there's any president, in quotations, that could do as bad a job as Bush, I'm going to be in the straitjacket.
I agree. I hear you. Thanks, Lowell. Thanks for checking in. I hear you. It's got to change, and it's got to change rapidly, or we've lost it. Remember what the founders said. You know, here's a republic. Let's see what you can do with it. And if this Bush crime family is not removed, if this entire Republican Party, as it's presently constituted, they are liars, they are frauds, they will do anything to retain power. They are power crazed. When I think about people like Tom DeLay, Jesus, God in heaven, this demonic cockroach-eating freak, and he is the singular power in the U.S. House. When I think about vermin like Bill Frist, the Republican Party to me is written off. It's gone. It doesn't exist. And anyone that says reach out to these scum, you've got to be kidding. These are the kind of people you reach off and they just cut your hand off at the elbow. No. Never. If they want to reach out to me, the way most of these Republicans can start out is with an apology. Bush supporters, I'm not talking about this radio program. I'm not talking about some global statement. I'm talking about in my own little tiny, teeny, itsy-bitsy personal life. One of these sons of bitches wants to talk to me, have a decent conversation with me. The first thing, first sentence, hey, Mike, I'm sorry. I think I screwed up in being a Republican here the past 5 years. Man. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program. Hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Mike.
Sure.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Yeah, if you reach out to a lot of these right wingers, they're just going to chop your hand off.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And this is no time for Republican light, mild-mannered Democrats. And the thing I wanted to call about is obviously this hot story on the Bush administration spying and eavesdropping illegally and unconstitutionally on innocent Americans. And there's even a tie-in, believe it or not, to the Alito nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, the tie-in is this. Alito once supported these sort of warrantless, Fourth Amendment-violating illegal wiretaps when he was an attorney for the Reagan administration in 1984.
Right.
In fact, I heard about this on the news, and I even saw there was an article in my local newspaper this past Sunday, entitled Alito's View on Wiretaps. Other people can probably get this on www.newsday.com. They could probably get it elsewhere with the subtitle, Memo He Wrote in 84 Reveals He Backed Official Who Ordered Warrantless Wiretap of a Group in the 1970s. And this is by Tom Brune, B-R-U-N-E. And it's about how, as a Reagan administration lawyer in 1984, Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito stated that the U.S. Attorney General should be protected from any damage lawsuits for ordering illegal warrantless wiretaps.
Right.
And Ted Kennedy even responded to this. I have a direct quote from Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts. He said, quote, the new Alito memo shows we have a nominee who believes that officials who order warrantless wiretaps of Americans should be immune from legal accountability, end of quote.
Right.
I mean, this is so outrageous. I mean, first of all, we have this, I mean, this idiot in the White House is obviously a man who's drunk with power. And what better example do we have of this than Bush himself authorizing these secret Fourth Amendment violating warrantless, illegal, unconstitutional domestic spying and wiretaps of even innocent, law-abiding American citizens by the NSA. And as if all this isn't bad enough, now we find that Judge Alito has supported this sort of domestic spying.
Right. Well, this is the reason. This is the reason the Bush crime family wanted to jam his nomination, up or down vote. Do it before this stuff came out. And this is why this is another weasel who should be borked faster than Bork was borked.
Yeah. And this is just one more of many reasons that I think the Democrats in the U.S. Senate, they have to oppose this nomination with a filibuster if necessary. And what we should all be doing, all us progressives should be calling or emailing or faxing our senators about this nomination, saying this has to be defeated. I mean,
yeah. Well, I'm going to be paying very close attention to. How people vote. Where it concerns Alito's nomination, I'm talking about are Democrats. Hillary Clinton, people like that. And I swear, Jerry, that the Democrats who vote for this bastard's nomination to the Supreme Court are going to be people that I will actively campaign against as long as I can. Jerry,
she can't play both ways, though. She can't vote against the filibuster and then also against the nomination, saying, "Well, I voted against the nomination." She has to vote against. She has to vote for a filibuster in favor of a filibuster. Well,
There you go. Thanks, Jerry. Got to leave it there. Appreciate your call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Republican Congressman Walter B. Jones is a conservative Christian. He represents a district with a huge Marine base. 2 years ago, he led the congressional charge to change the name of French fries to Freedom Fries. But here's the surprise. Today, he's strongly against the Iraq War and the cover boy of Mother Jones' new issue. Jones didn't become anti-war in spite of his politics, his faith, or his constituents. He became anti-war because of them. He anguished with his pastor over soldiers' deaths. He finally decided, after one too many funerals, that he could no longer support the war. Jones is part of a movement of principled people across the political spectrum. Veterans, people of faith, staunch patriots are questioning the war's huge costs. It's too late to have the debate that should have prevented war. It's time we have the debate that can stop it.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage.
Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those beds in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from a field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there.
22 past the hour.
Against disorder from sirens night and day.
Back to your phone calls. Sherry is calling from Seattle, Washington. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Sherry.
I fear not enough is being said to Americans about the theft by the Republicans of the last two presidential elections. It's becoming more obvious every day, and I wish talk show hosts, all of you, would help to clarify how important it is for Americans to push paper ballots used in Canada with no problems, or turn people on to BevHarris.com and ask people to read or learn about the truth of what's been going on the last 4 years and insist on fair and honest legal voting methods before this next November election. And I think if people knew, they might fight for it. And I don't think people are really aware of what's been going on. And there's a book by Mark Crispin Miller, Fooled Again, that they could read. And it's important to me.
Sherry, just for your information, Mark is going to be on the program tomorrow.
Great.
I've had him on before. Now, tomorrow I'll be substituting for Randy, which is 3 until 7 Eastern Time. He's going to be on during the second hour of the program to discuss that book, Fooled Again, How the Right Stole the Election and Why.
Oh, thank you. 3 to 7 tomorrow, Eastern.
Eastern time, right. So.
Oh, thank you. I'll check in with it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sherry. Appreciate it. I have to say, I'm not so sure anymore about BevHarris.com. Good, bad, indifferent, whatever. I don't want to advocate any particular website like that, but there's VerifiedVoting.com as well, and there are a lot of sites out there, so check them out. But Sherry's right. If the Diebold or the touchscreen voting system continues, which was put in place by these corrupt, filthy, vicious Republicans, so-called conservatives who are nothing more than fascists, And afraid of free elections because they know their asses would be tossed out on the street quicker than you could say fraud. Unless those machines are replaced, there's a good chance that representative government in this country, as perceived over the past 200 years, is over. So, yeah. And don't forget, tomorrow, Mark Crispin Miller, 5:30 Eastern Time, he'll be on Randy Rhodes' program, hosted by moi. Claire is calling from Atlanta. Claire, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I had caught a part of a program on C-SPAN today, and this ties in with that other caller. Barbara Boxer was on a panel of two with John Dean, Dean of the Nixon administration.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And anyway, she said that she and John Kerry and Hillary Clinton and one other senator, can't remember his or her name, have legislation about electronic voting having to have a paper trail.
Mm-hmm.
But the downside is that so far the Republicans have not allowed it to get either out of committee or onto the floor or whatever the next step was. But
now, why do you suppose that is? And I want the Republicans who are listening to this program, conservatives, the lurkers, why do you suppose, and I'll ask you, you know, what your take is on it. Where did our caller go? Did we lose her? We did, didn't we? All right. Well, if you can call back in, Claire, we'll put you right back on the air. But I would ask any conservative, any Republican, why do you suppose the Republicans in Congress are doing everything they possibly can to deny a paper trail in voting? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they are lying sons of bitches, and they're cheaters, and they're sneaks, and they're thieves, and they know that in a fair election, they lose. That's why.
George W. and Cheney couldn't win without a slimy trail. To Washington, they had to run. States' rights weren't that much fun. Don't you hate that crap? They just keep lying all the time. They just keep lying all the time.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medications specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, then listen to this. Now you can go to a university designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or a master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 170 University of Phoenix campuses, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now. 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. All right, we got Claire back. Claire, I don't know what happened, but welcome back to the program. Claire in Atlanta.
I didn't want you to think I rudely hung up on you. And thank you for letting me call back. But the other thing is John Dean, who was with Barbara Boxer speaking, and they were taking questions from people.
Right.
But anyway, he made this statement. He said that George Bush is the first president to an impeachable know, when he admitted to the wiretapping,
right,
he said he was going to still do it.
Right.
And then he also said, and this might be of interest, that he's writing a book, and it will, I guess, be out soon, because he said the first manuscript had to be in a month. And anyway, the title of it is going to be Conservatives Without Conscience.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be about what all is going on now.
Well, that would certainly be one that I would consider buying and reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one other little just observation and everything I don't know what to think either, or what it's going to take to get people to really wake up in this country. And I I am absolutely in a dilemma over it, because, and I'm angry about it too, because I just can't excuse people anymore for not paying attention.
No more.
And no more will I keep quiet among my Republican friends who are clueless, really, about so much of this, about what's going on.
Well,
I'm like you. I cannot remain silent anymore, even, like you said, even if you didn't have a radio program.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with you. Claire, thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
All right, take care. We'll hear from you again, I'm sure. Terrence is calling from Miami, Florida. Terrence, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, love your program.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail right on the head at the top of the show, where you talked about Republicans just looking at this like a football game and just mindless cheerleading, no matter what the
it's insane. It shows irresponsibility to a degree that I've never seen with Democrats or Republicans ever in the past. It's like it's a damn sporting event instead of the very survival of the country. They just infuriate me.
No, I agree completely. I mean, and with regard to the war, I mean, with 2,000 U.S. Men and women dead, and you know, hundreds of thousands of Iraqis dead. You know, just like Claire, I don't know, besides programs like yours, what it's going to take the country to wake up. I mean, Claire mentioned the legislation that the Democratic senators like Kerry and Boxer were promoting, but really the time for Kerry to have wanting to promote initiatives such as paper ballots would have been the day after the election, going to Ohio and standing with those thousands of people who stood in line like hours upon hours waiting to vote, and all the trickery that went on in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really the only time. I mean, that's the only time you're going to get the mainstream media, if you will, to listen. Because the way it is now, as long as people are just getting all their news from CNN and Fox, and to me they're interchangeable, you know, they're just going to walk around brain dead.
That's true.
Follow this administration wherever it goes.
That's very true. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it, Terrence. Take care.
You have a happy new year.
All right, you too. You know, people who don't understand, and not that you have to, but if you don't understand my anger at Al Gore and John Kerry, it's because in both instances of their being defeated, quote, by this thuggish group of neo-Nazis, in both instances, both candidates, both Democratic candidates, backed down, backed off, walked off stage, and left this mess for the American people to deal with. If Al Gore and John Kerry had a hope or a design or a plan to become president of the United States, if they were truly prepared to step into that role as president of the United States, commander-in-chief, all everything that goes with being president, and I don't think anybody in the history of this republic was ever more well-trained to be the president of the United States than Al Gore. Now I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying, you know, Al Gore was the sine qua non where it concerns representative government and thwarting corporate America and this kind of, I'm not saying that at all. I'm talking strictly about the fact that these are two men who told the American public they wanted to be president. They spent tens of millions of dollars in the campaigns, in the preliminaries, in the primaries, in the campaign. They gave speeches. They whipped up people like you and me. Not necessarily because we are great supporters of Kerry or Gore, but because we realized what the alternative was. And by God, the alternative has come to pass. So, given all that, I cannot believe that Al Gore and John Kerry were ignorant men. Given the fact that they told the American public not only that they each in their turn wanted to be president, but the reasons why, that if they didn't become president, the country was going to go down the toilet. And then when it became clear to common folk like me and you that these Republican thugs had stolen the election, had committed fraud, had lied, cheated, destroyed our system of self-government, did as much damage to this republic as Hitler did to the German form of democratic government in the 30s. Given all that, John Kerry and Al Gore walked off stage and left us to deal with it. The next time I vote for a Democrat for president, it's going to be a Democrat who I know will fight, because the stakes are so great now, in part thanks to Al Gore and John Kerry. Do you understand that, you hardcore Democrats, or those of you who say you're Democrats and you'll support anybody with a D behind their name? Do you understand the damage these two men led us into by not fighting when the stakes were so enormously high? And they knew it, because if I knew it and you knew it, they knew it. Because they're much more politically astute and politically aware than you and I are. And that's the reason that I have so completely lost it where it concerns Democrats. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, let me go blow my brains out. And both of these Democratic candidates, Al Gore first, you cowardly bastard, walks off stage and leaves us with Bush! And then John Kerry steps aside while Ohio is stolen and the presidency is stolen a second time. Now, I don't care what the reasons were. I don't care if they had pictures of Al Gore and John Kerry naked with 10-year-old little boys. When you declare that you're going to run for president, and you whip up the American public, and you win a majority, and then you step back and let the bastards steal it from you, get out of my face. Don't ever come back and ask me for your vote. For my vote. Ever. And if the Democratic Party insists that Al Gore and John Kerry are the best they could have come up with, then to hell with the Democratic Party. To hell with it. We needed people who would fight, because the survival of this republic was at stake. And Al Gore knew that, and John Kerry knew it. And look where we are now. Look where we are! Now, who do we blame? There's enough blame to go around to everybody. You can blame yourself, I can blame myself. But you didn't stand to be president of the United States. Neither did I. You didn't get out there and promise the American public A, B, C, and D. Neither did I. And you voted for these people, and so did I. That's how bad it's gotten. Anybody, any Democrat, I don't care who it is, who wants my vote or wants me to support them, not as a radio talk show host, but as an American who has a vote, who has a few bucks that I might contribute. You want me to contribute? You want me to support a Democrat? By God, you're going to show me something that John Kerry and Al Gore didn't possess. And that's backbone.
It makes me want to cry to think that the cherry sat in someone goodbye. Joke wears his fate like a money belt, but I'll pray to Mad Time instead. Please come back, Tom, and save us from King George again. And it's fun. I'm praying you make George successful.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them, and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.GoToMeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now. 800-936-7649.
Our plan is working. We're going to make elections.
It's about 10 before the hour. Katrina is calling from Brooklyn, New York. Katrina, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, you do. Well, see, I'm not mad at Kerry or Gore.
Okay.
As a black American, I'm mad at white America. Now, I've been the most patient patriot. I fought in every war. And my question to black America is, why would you fight for a country where 20 senators voted to condone lynching your black ass and will not count your vote? Now, to white America, why does white America allow radical racist, regressive Republicans, the neocons, you know, those magician worshiping Baal Shem Tovers, the Bush dealing crack daddy, the Asian whore hooking, what's his name, Neil Bush, who swindled the savings and loan, the voter cage in Jeb, and the white phosphorus using torture-happy, eye-spying, murdering, propagandist, evangelical president. Why do they allow him to raise the treasury over and over again?
Katrina, you got way too many adjectives in
there. Yeah, but that's how I feel.
I know, but what's happening is everybody's getting caught in your adjectives, and they're losing or not even getting what you're trying to say. Come back on the adjectives and cut to the chase, dear heart.
White America, stand up. This is our country. We're here together.
I hear
fight
you.
For it together. Count the votes.
Absolutely.
That's the point.
Absolutely.
So now's the time. What are we going to do? 2006 is here. You let the same family over and over and over again swindle and rape the treasury. What are we going to do?
Good chance, Katrina, that we're not going to do anything because America is a country full of fools.
Or maybe it's the 400 years of white privilege.
Well, there's an awful lot of white people who are seeing the door slam on them, too. I I'm not here to defend white folk because, as far as I'm concerned, white people are responsible for an awful lot of the hell that exists on this problem. But let me tell you something. Here in America, it's not just black folk or any people of color who are suffering while all the white people are doing fine. I can tell you, metaphorically speaking, I can tell you of hundreds of thousands of white people who are unemployed now, who have had whatever little dribs and drabs they set back for retirement gone or take care of the. I can tell you, metaphorically speaking, of hundreds of thousands of white folk who don't have tens of thousands who don't have insurance. Who worry about how their babies are ever going to get any kind of medical care. So it's not just black folk, Katrina. It's more like a class thing. It's more like a class thing, okay? It stopped being a race thing, and it's more like a class thing. Them that has gets. Them that don't has is screwed. You understand what I'm saying? Hello?
I'm listening to you.
Right,
I'm saying now you feel it.
Okay.
We're in this together.
All right.
So let's stand up together and impeach him.
Absolutely. I'm with you 1,000%. But standing up together is the same as sitting down together. There's an awful lot of folks who are in the stew who happen to have white skin.
Well, I haven't sat down for years.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
All right, Mike, I love you. Keep sending this message out.
I love you too, Katrina.
Let's do something for 2006. Impeachment.
All right, I'm with you. I'm on your team. I'm behind you. Thanks, Katrina. Thanks for checking in. Myron is calling from Augusta, Georgia. Myron, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Myron.
How's it going, man?
It's going.
I see. It's a lot going on, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't heard from you for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while, man.
It has.
Yeah, I thought I'd take a break for a minute.
Well, you did. It was a long minute.
Mike.
Yes.
It amazes me the blind, deceived condition that many of our fellow Americans are in today, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mike, let's deal with this wiretapping for a minute.
Okay.
I thought, Mike, that people are innocent until proven guilty.
Nuh-uh. Not in Bush's America. Are you Are you serious?
Wow. Mike, what people must realize is that what we are seeing now in America and parts of the world is an open world dictatorship being manifested right before our very eyes. Why people cannot wake up and see what these Luciferians are doing in that White House, my friend.
That's right.
You know?
I do.
These people are demonically inspired. These people are killers, straight up thugs.
That's right.
Straight from the pits of hell, my friend.
Absolutely.
I just hope that the American people, especially the Republicans, can wake up and see what these people are all about.
Mm-hmm.
They do not care for this country. They do not care for the citizens of this country, and they definitely don't care about the innocent victims that they murdered and tortured over there in Iraq. Now, Mike, I want to ask you something about this depleted uranium.
Go ahead.
How many soldiers, how many innocent families of Iraq was exposed to this substance?
Hundreds of thousands. As far as Iraq is concerned, millions of people. They, you know, back in the 90s, all of a sudden, the Iraqi pediatricians and doctors started reporting babies being born to Iraqi women without heads. Think about that for a second, Myron. A baby born without a head. And what they were discovering is that the radiation poisoning was destroying an entire generation of Iraqis. Now, as far as Americans are concerned, you heard what I said earlier. 56% of the veterans from Iraq War I are suffering disabilities. Vietnam was 10%. World War II was 5%.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a world of hurt, Myron. We
yeah.
are. Myron, I have to leave it there, buddy. Thanks.
Okay, Mike.
I appreciate you checking in.
Yeah, man. Bye-bye.
Stay with us. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
On Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million and others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Former Enron chief accountant Richard Causey pleaded guilty Wednesday to securities fraud in exchange for a possible reduced jail sentence for his role in the 2001 collapse of the power trading giant. Michael Ramsey, the attorney for Kenneth Lay, says it's a sad day for the legal process.
And here he is pleading guilty to something that, in my mind, in all likelihood, is not even a crime at all. Not only is he not guilty of it, he pled to something that may very well not be a crime.
Causey reportedly took part in talks with former chief executives Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling about accounting decisions at Enron. Delta Airlines pilots have voted in favor of cutting their pay by 14% to help the Atlanta-based carrier survive bankruptcy. Pilots union spokesman Captain John Culp says the less than overwhelming favorable vote reflects the fact that pilots have taken over 40% in pay cuts over the past 13 months, and they're not happy.
Fairly high voter turnout for any union vote. The narrow margin, however, reflects that the pilot groups are angry over having taken another concession request.
The agreement means that the average pay for a Delta pilot will go from $170,000 to $146,000 a year. The concessions are part of $3 billion in annual savings Delta is seeking to emerge from bankruptcy protection. At least 5 people have been killed by wildfires in Texas and Oklahoma. At least 15,000 acres have been scorched by the fires in Texas, with dozens of homes being destroyed. In Oklahoma, strong winds have wreaked havoc on efforts to battle wildfires. More than 60 buildings have sustained damage there. One death is being attributed to wildfires, which have blackened 20 counties in Oklahoma. Pacific storms over the next few days could mean flooding and beach damage in Southern California. Los Angeles County Lifeguard Chief Phil Toper says they're expecting heavy surf and possible damage at Venice Beach.
It looks like it's going to be as big as it was, as we call it, Big Wednesday on the 21st last week. We had almost 20-foot swells, so it might really erode the beach.
Topar says due to the conditions, no one should be in the water unless they're an experienced surfer or boater. A new study suggests that foods rich in antioxidants, such as carrots, may help reduce the risk of an eye disease that often causes elderly people to lose the ability to do things such as drive and read. Macular degeneration can lead to blindness, and its cause is unknown. Researchers found people who ate above average amounts of the antioxidants, beta-carotene, vitamin C, and vitamin E and zinc, reduced their risk of developing age-related macular degeneration by 35%. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage, from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. All right, I'm just going to address this for a second, then we're going to move on. I'm getting what I always get when I bring up Kerry and Gore, or Democratic Party leadership. You know, this attitude of what did I expect Kerry and or Gore to do, yada, yada, yada. And I'll make it very simple. For folks that don't quite understand what I'm saying here, I expected Kerry and Gore to fight, especially against fraud. They knew what was going on because I knew what was going on, and you knew what was going on. You didn't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out what the Republicans did in 2000 in Florida, among other states, and in 2004 in Ohio, among other states. You didn't have to be a rocket scientist. You could be a high school dropout and still figure out what the Republicans had done. You didn't have to be a political science major to realize what was going on. So what did Al Gore do and what did John Kerry do? Without going back and rehashing all this, Al Gore gives a very nice speech, says he's going to call up George Bush again and congratulate him, and then he leaves. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, Mike, you know, Supreme Court. I'll screw the Supreme Court. Al Gore, before it ever got to the Supreme Court, Al Gore could have demanded a full recount in the state of Florida. He knew that. Why did I know he knew it? Because I knew it. And I'm not as smart as Al Gore. But he didn't. And even after the Supreme Court started their nastiness, he still could have fought. He could be fighting today, and he didn't. I don't like sneaks, I don't like liars, and I despise cowards. As far as John Kerry is concerned, don't I remember hearing Kerry say that the election wasn't over until every vote had been counted? Yeah, okay. No, I'm sorry. You know, don't bitch at me. Bitch at your candidates. Scream at the Democrats. It's a Democratic Party that got us here. The Nazis have always been Nazis. The Republican Party started to go into the crapper with the advent of Newt Gingrich in 1994. If you didn't know that, Truth Seeker, then get your ass someplace and learn about it. Once Newt Gingrich took over, the end was writ large. All you had to do was open your eyes. And at the very same time, the Democratic Leadership Conference, in other words, Republican light, stepped into the breach. And real Democrats were left to stand there with snot on their faces and wonder what the hell we were supposed to do now. So I don't even want to get into this discussion. I really don't. I don't know why I keep bringing it up. The leadership of the Democratic Party kicked us Democrats in the butt. And the two candidates they fielded, with the help of corporate America. You and I didn't decide on Kerry. We didn't decide on Gore. Come on. Get smart for once in your life, okay? Wise up. And the candidates that were selected for us by the Democratic Party leadership and corporate America left us out in the cold and walked off stage. Oh, bye. I think I'll go on a cruise. Oh, I may come back and set up a TV network. Bye. Have a nice life. Ha ha. No. Let me tell you something. You people that want to get in my case about when I start busting Gore or Kerry, save your typing fingers, okay? Because I'm going to add something to my delete on receipt program that has anything about Gore or Kerry in it. Because I'm sick of them. I'm sick of both of them. I'm sick of the Democratic Leadership Conference. The Democratic National Committee, all right, I'll grant you the jury may be out with Howard Dean in there. Let's see what happens. But the DLC that produced the best Republican president this country's ever had, which is to say somebody who also deprived Americans of civil liberties. Bill Clinton, come on, get real. If you want to be a Clinton supporter, be a Clinton supporter. I couldn't care less. But don't call him a Democrat because he wasn't. Who signed the first Anti-Terrorism Act back in the 90s that allowed the USA Patriot Act to come into flower? Who was it? Yeah, Bill Clinton. And some of you people who claim to be Democrats, you know you ought to go into an intensive re-education course where you can come to terms with what a real Democrat is, what the Democratic Party is. You want a starting point? Go to Dennis Kucinich. Go to his website. Go to Cynthia McKinney's website. Go to Barbara Lee's website. You want some real Democrats? They're out there. Stop throwing Al Gore in my face. Stop throwing John Kerry in my face. They are not Democrats. They are something else, but they're not Democrats. Now, can we move on? Thank you. Joe is calling from Bergenfield, New Jersey. Joe, welcome to the program.
Mike, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. How are you?
You have a wonderful show. I listen to you every night.
Well, thanks.
I swear to God.
I appreciate it.
I want to ask you one question, Mike.
Sure.
Did Bush know about the World Trade Center bombing in advance?
That's the $10 trillion question. If I had an answer to that,
I think he did.
Well, I think somebody knew something, all right?
Right.
All right.
It's about oil, Mike, right?
Sure. It's about oil and power and money and wealth and corruption.
I want him impeached. You can tell by look on his face, he's a phony. He's no good.
Well, you can take a look. You can take a look at his record, and you're right. See that he's a phony?
Look at his face, Mike. Look at his face.
All right.
He's a phony.
All right.
Oh, Mike, can I ask for a favor?
Sure, go ahead, Joe.
Can I leave my full name and address? I want to be investigated. I'm so mad.
No, don't do that.
All right.
No, don't do that. Thanks, right. Joe.
So my last name is Hand, H-A-N-D.
That's all right. That's
starting all right. Starting through New Jersey.
Yeah, all right. All right, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it, Joe. All right. Lee is calling from Evansville, Indiana. E, welcome to the Lee. Welcome to the program.
Hey there, wild man.
Hey, how you doing?
My name's Santa Claus.
No, your name's Lee. I'm sorry, Lee.
Hey, I want to answer to a question that's been pestering everybody on the air for a long, long time.
Yeah.
How the heck did you get a hold of Kathy?
just.
Don't get me wrong, okay? Take this in the best possible way, but you ain't the prettiest guy around.
Just got lucky.
No, I think there was something else. But you give us guys hope, okay?
There you go.
If you can get Kathy, we have hope.
That's right. You're absolutely right. You know, I'm so ugly I could stop a 7-day clock. But, you know, I just tricked her. That's all. I just tricked her. I said, you know, marry me and have a life of uncertainty and possible poverty and lots of unemployment. Maybe I'll get a job.
Well, it sure wasn't for money because you're in radio, and for God's sake, you work for Air America.
You got that right. Oh, boy, you got that right. Now, the reason you really called...
The reason I really called was you had mentioned about the depleted uranium ammunition
yes.
that we used over there.
Right.
And about the sickness with the Gulf War syndrome.
And we're still using.
Exactly, that we're still using. The only thing is that we're getting a little bit less of that kind of effect on our troops, but the reason behind that is that because in the first Gulf War, they also used chemical weapons. Because how I know this, and of course our government's going to deny
it. Hold on a second, Lee. Let me put you on hold because I got a break. We'll come back.
Okay.
Pick it up with chemical weapons. We'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
And I pissed us off, so we voted for Republicans, a form of suicide.
Republicans!
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Republican Congressman Walter B. Jones is a conservative Christian. He represents a district with a huge Marine base. 2 years ago, he led the congressional charge to change the name of French fries to Freedom Fries. But here's the surprise. Today, he's strongly against the Iraq War and the cover boy of Mother Jones' new issue. Jones didn't become anti-war in spite of his politics, his faith, or his constituents. He became anti-war because of them. He anguished with his pastor over soldiers' deaths. He finally decided, after one too many funerals, that he could no longer support the war. Jones is part of a movement of principled people across the political spectrum. Veterans, people of faith, staunch patriots are questioning the war's huge costs. It's too late to have the debate that should have prevented war. It's time we have the debate that can stop it.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
It's 21 past the hour. We have an open line here. The phone number is 866-303-2270. All right, now we had somebody who was holding on, Lee. That's right. Lee, Lee, you were just about to talk about chemical weapons in Iraq War One. Go ahead.
Exactly. I had friends over there that I bumped into later on that, first of all, one girl that mentioned about how they all the soldiers over there had chemical weapon detectors on them, and they kept on going off, but the higher-ups kept on telling them, just ignore that, we have a defective batch of them. So, you know, that is very, very strange in that alone, but I also was trained by a guy in Taekwondo that actually went over to Iraq later on. And before he went over there, he was like a miniature Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was just, I mean, very short, but very, very health conscious and everything. 4 years later, I ran into him, and literally, he was eaten alive by cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just, it's just horrible. And I think one reason that the government, when they had covered it up, is because we're the number one producer of chemical weapons, and they want to keep on being able to use them. And look what they're doing over there with the white phosphorus and everything, for God's sake.
Well, it's awful. You know, we're in a situation here where the United States of America is committing war crimes. The United States of America is perpetrating crimes against humanity. This is hard for me, you know, a true blue American to handle. You know, I have to get into avoidance and denial in order to handle it, which means I don't handle it at all. This country now is to the point where we are doing what had the Soviet Union done it. Back in the bad old days, we would be in front of the United Nations screaming bloody murder, looking for sanctions, looking for resolutions. And here we are, committing acts against civilians that are strictly war crimes, committing acts against our enemy, whoever the hell it is we're fighting in Iraq. Using weapons that either have been or should have been outlawed a long time ago. We are waging nuclear war, and I can't stand it. I mean, again, I have to get into heavy avoidance and denial in order to continue to stay here, to believe that this country is somehow going to survive this, to believe that our institutions will hold, that we can get rid of these criminal bastards before this entire country goes down the pipes. It's difficult for me. I don't know about the rest of you, but it's difficult for me to do that.
Well, over here, too, we're actually using all kinds of weapons against our own citizenry, which is, I guess, the Republican enemies, too. But, I mean, if everybody wants, anybody out there that wants to do something about it, I mean, I myself, I'm involved with Democracy for America, and we're actually trying to get citizens just in the lower levels of government, you know, just normal people rather right. than these thugs that's in there right now.
Well, I'm all for that. Lee, I have to leave it there. Thanks a lot, pal. I appreciate your call. It is difficult. I was trying to get to this right around Christmas, you know, because Christmas, you know, we all get kind of emotional at Christmas, right? Because as far as I'm concerned, not necessarily the Christian thing, but just the kind of connection thing. You know, again, going back to the old religion whose symbolisms were ripped off by the Roman Church. All of that stuff of light and harmony and peace and brightly burning fires and you know, tipping back a glass of wine and sitting down at a dinner table with your family. It was so difficult this year. Was it for you? I don't know why it wasn't last year, the year before, but for me this year to get into that groove that I love getting into, because I have to deal with the fact that I live in a country whose government practices crimes against humanity, a government which is now in the control of people whom the Nuremberg trials decided were war criminals. I mean, we went through this in when was it? 1946. American prosecutors, a Supreme Court justice, all sorts of information was presented and evidence was shown that the people who perpetrated and initiated and took the world into World War II were nothing but criminals committing crimes against humanity. And here we have a government in the United States that is doing the same thing to its own people and to people in the Middle East. And we're supposed to do what, you and me? We're supposed to sit back and say, well, no, I can't say anything because, you know, that would be not supporting the troops. Or whatever the hell the latest right-wing slogan is that attempts to shut up people like you and people like me. Who say, no, that's not what my country's supposed to be about. We're not about torture. We're not about burning people. We're not about using weapons outlawed by every single international convention on war in the past 50 years. No, that's not us, is it?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
With my back pain, it hurt just to think about swinging a golf club.
Back pain can ruin your golf game. That's why you need capsaicin cream, the brand pharmacists recommend most, because its relief starts strong and gets stronger each time you use it. Relief so effective.
It's like the pain was never there. It's unbelievable.
You've got to feel it for yourself. Capsaicin cream. Relief beyond belief.
Now that's a shot.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Abacor. Now with Boost.
which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right. No monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or LiveMeeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Hey, that's a great idea. You could really cash in.
I hope. I've been working on it for years.
Have you got a patent on it?
Not yet. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I need.
Just call Inventec. They can help you protect and market your idea. They've been doing it for inventors for over 10 years. It's easy.
Inventec? That's exactly what I need.
Then call 1-800-319-1818.
Slow down.
That's 1-800-319-1818. And they'll even send you a free inventor's kit and DVD with your confidential submission.
How do you know this?
I called them myself. I have a really good idea of my own. And thanks to Inventec, no one's going to cash in but me. They're going to help me get my invention off the drawing board and into the marketplace.
I really need Inventec. What's that number again?
1-800-319-1818.
One more time?
Call 1-800-319-1818. That's 1-800-319-1818.
The Mike Malloy Show. Because each time you listen to Right Wing Radio, God kills a kitten.
It's about 25 before the hour. Ann is calling from Portsmouth, Virginia. Ann, welcome to the program.
I'm the person who sent you the Bob Novak conversion to Christianity transcript several months ago that you read over the air.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, Ann.
I'll try to make a long story short. I'm absolutely convinced my phone was tapped in the fall of 2001 because I have an American friend who moved to Cairo, Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And after we called each other a couple of times because she had been sick, I started hearing clicking noises. Every phone call would start clicking, and the people I was talking to would say, "What's that noise?" And I finally came to believe my phone was being tapped, but I didn't know what to do about it. Anyway, one day I explained to the person I was talking to why I thought it was tapped,
mm-hmm.
and it stopped. After that, it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, my plan is to... the day that Congress comes back in the session, I'm going to send a fax to every member of the House and Senate Intelligence and Judiciary Committee members and tell them my story. And if they ever truly do an investigation and they can subpoena those phone numbers, and if they find my number, they've caught them in a lie, a big fat lie.
Well, you know, I just wonder, earlier in the program tonight, we had some numbers from, I've got the source here, but it's in the bottom of the heap, that Bush has authorized 10,000, or ordered, or demanded, 10,000 of these surveillance situations, either electronic or physical surveillance, since 2001. Since prior to 2001, you know, he took office in January of 2001. He was sworn in December of 2000. Some of the calls, granted, may have been something that Clinton administration did, but 10,000 calls since the latter part of 2000. Now, of that 10,000, you have to wonder. In addition to those 10,000, how many were done without a request, with nothing? When Bush realized at the FISA court that, in my opinion, is totally extra-constitutional, it is totally illegal because it's set up deliberately to bypass the Fourth Amendment, how many times did Bush decide to go tap somebody, hide behind the USA Patriot Act or the War Powers Resolution, whatever the hell this weasel thinks he has that gives him permission to treat citizens of the United States the way Brezhnev treated citizens of the Soviet Union? You have to wonder who he was tapping. What was the point? What was he listening to? What were these? And by he, I don't mean just Bush. I mean this whole scummy, filthy, degenerate crime family that has taken over this country. So... If you had clicks on your phone, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised.
Well, I think they were tapping anybody who either made a call to or had a call from any country they were interested in.
Well, probably.
And Cairo, Egypt is the perfect, you know, because that's where Ada came from. But I just think they tapped everybody. And if there's anybody else out there who even suspects that their phone was tapped, I think they should do the same thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
Send your name and your phone number to these people and demand that they find out.
I hear you. Ann, thanks for checking in. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your call. I can't believe we're having conversations like this in the United States of America. Can you? Even you weasels who say, well, if you got nothing to hide, what do you care if they tap your phone? You know, those people are the ones that disgust me the most. The Nazi enablers. You know, the ones who say, yeah, well, if you got nothing to hide... Jesus, I hate people like that. I mean, at the very bottom of the soles of my feet. But we're having a discussion here in the United States of America, the end of the year 2005, that that goes beyond anything that I can remember sitting around getting high and talking about in the 70s. Back in the day when, you know, I worked for alternative media, the Great Speckled Bird here in the South, Radical Voice from the South. You talk about investigated and phone tapped. Jesus, there wasn't one of us who worked for the Bird that wasn't harassed during the bad old days of Tricky Dick. But nothing like this. And here we sit 30 years later, 30 years later, after laws were passed to prevent this. And we have a corrupt administration in this country that not only bypasses the court that was set up to bypass the Constitution, but we have people being tapped who are nothing more than American citizens, or political candidates, or dissenting voices, or media members who can't be bought or haven't been bought yet by these filthy pigs. So here we sit, you know, this talk show, this radio talk show, and we talk about our phones being tapped. Man. Ray is calling from Miami, Florida. Ray, welcome to the program.
Mike, you're my hero, buddy.
No, don't go there. Hero ain't. Yo, Ray, hero ain't nothing but a sandwich, man. Come on.
No, but somebody has to take a stand, and the rest of these cowards...
Well, you're taking a stand. You're taking a stand.
Yes, I am. And I think that, you know, these guys have violated every law we have in this country, and nobody has prosecuted them to arrest them and to put them where they belong. And that goes right from the top right down, includes Daddy Bush and that bunch of thieves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at some point, you wonder how long the American people are going to sit back and allow their laws that we have fought and died for, and allow these Nazis to take over their government.
I keep wondering it, Ray.
And do nothing about it.
I hear you.
You know, we could have a tax revolt. We just don't pay our taxes. We could demonstrate in front of the White House and arrest these people. You know, there's got to be a militia. Somebody out here has got to have the guts to stand up. Now, we know that John Kennedy stood up, John stood up, and these people got murdered. We know that Wellstone stood up. We know what happened to him. And so I don't understand why these others are afraid to take a stand. But in unity, there's some strength, and it's time to take a stand some kind of way. They've violated our Constitution. They've violated international law and national law. And they're doing the same thing to American people right now that they're doing in other countries. You know, I'm just thankful that somebody has enough courage to say it and hopeful that the American people will wake up. Dr. King saw it when he organized the Poor People's March. He said, you know, we're in this thing together. You know, it's not I and me, it's us and we.
Mm-hmm.
Time to come together and bring these people together again. And you know, maybe they'll wake up now. I don't know. Maybe this is the best thing that could happen to them, to take this country back and make it what it should and ought to be, what we fought for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now Hitler is sitting at the helm of this country now. That's exactly what it is. So I just applaud you, brother, and just keep up the good work. Maybe we'll wake up enough people who have enough courage to do something. One thing to know about it, it's another thing to do something about it.
Well, that's the truth. Thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate your call. Just like that conversation with Ray. You know, I'm in Atlanta, Ray's in Miami, and we're talking about fascists that are taking over the country. I mean, what the hell is this? Is this a Twilight Zone? Is this a Twilight Zone, or is this America 2005? It's astonishing. And by the way, if you heard me chewing on something, I'm sorry. I apologize. It's a throat lozenge. Just occurred to me. Maybe somebody heard me. Chomp, chomp. Carol is calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Carol, welcome to the program.
Mike.
Hey, Carol.
You know, those of us who live at the edge of sanity, we appreciate you so much. There's a real fondness there. At the end of January, Phoenix is losing Air America. And guess who bought them out?
A religious network?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons it was bought, to silence us.
You better believe it.
Yeah, oh, sure.
And, you know, when you talk about your feelings of desperation, I'm a born-again,
mm-hmm.
and my faith, people who say they have my faith are destroying my country, and destroying democracy and murdering people in the name of my Jesus, and I can't even tell you what that does to me.
Sometimes I
think I'm just going to just totally lose my mind.
I hear you.
I sometimes wonder if I didn't have something to do with the station. I sometimes take signs and picket in front of these big evangelical churches,
mm-hmm.
and I run around the corners and wait for people to get into the parking lots, and I show signs saying, "Torture for Jesus, vote Republican."
Mm.
They get a little hostile about that.
I'll bet they do.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're doing all this in the name of Jesus.
It's awful. It's awful.
It's beyond awful.
I hear you. Carol, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. You know, I may not be a subscriber to the Christian faith, which I'm not, but I've said many times that the teachings of the man called Jesus are teachings that I think anybody on the planet could benefit from, right? And there's a difference between contemporary Christians and followers of Christ, and Carol obviously is a follower of Christ. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll work for Jesus all my days. And on the prairie or in the city, I'll help him round up all the strays.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsom Blue. Celsom Blue is doctor-recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsom Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsom Blue.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them, and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-337-1627 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-337-1627. 1-800-337-1627.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ooh. It's about 10 before the hour. Program engineered tonight in New York by Air America's resident rock star Jason Isaac and his faithful companion Eli Smith. Your phone calls were answered tonight by Dan Jacobs. Our associate producer in New York is Dee Neal. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. Ben Birch, White Rose Society, archives this program. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. The executive producer is Catherine Bay. And a program note, Mark Crispin Miller on the show tomorrow afternoon when I sit in once again for Randy Rhodes. 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Mark will make his appearance to discuss this new book, Fooled Again, How the Right Stole the 2004 Election and Why. We've had Mark on a couple of times, and I'm sure you're familiar with his writing and his work as a professor of media studies. I believe it's media studies, isn't it, Kathy, at NYU? Or is it Columbia? Jeez, stuck my foot in it. He's a great guest. He's a brilliant man. Tune in tomorrow to hear him, okay? Where are we? Walter is calling from Montgomery Village in Maryland. Walter, welcome to the program. Hey, Walter. Okay, no Walter. Let's go to Godfrey, who is called in from South Orange, New Jersey. Godfrey, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Listen, doing fine, sir.
This year had been a very bad year for me, you know, when things are working three jobs. As he said, typical American, right? You know, I'm going to tell you, Mike, I just want to thank you for that rant, okay, that you made about Al Gore and Kerry. All right. I didn't know how to explain it within myself, the anger I felt, you know, after the 2004 elections when I couldn't even go to work, man.
Mm-hmm.
I was so pissed. You know, I was just spent. And, you know, I remember after the 2000 election, I remember had all these groups was trying to focus on, you know, what happened in Florida and how the election was stolen then. And then when 9/11 hit, Mike, you know, everybody that was in opposition, we all stopped and we dropped our opposition and we got behind the president.
Mm-hmm.
We got behind him, Mike. It was, I mean, to the point where Dashiell was hugging the man and whatever have you. I mean, that was my president. And for him to turn his back on us like he did over these next few years, he turned his back on us, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I'm what? And now, all of a sudden, look at our country now. Look at it. Look at where we are right now. It's unbelievable. It's unfathomable. Where he lied to us. He said that if somebody had put that woman out, that Valerie Plame out, where is the truth now?
Mm-hmm.
He lied to us, Mike. And you know what? And I blame Al Gore and I blame John Kerry. And you know something? I want them to be president. I wanted them to. But you know what? They put us out there, Mike. You know, they knew. They had to know. I mean, you can't go up on stage and stuff like that and just back away. I mean, you're the president of the United freaking States.
Well, you know,
I'm sorry, man.
Well,
I
hear you, and you have right to be, and it's the same thing that bothers me. You know, I'm a Democrat until the day I die. I'm a Democrat. I would never be anything but a Democrat.
But
these people who ask me for my vote and tell me they're Democrats and make some of the right noises that Democrats make, and I close my eyes to the stuff that they do that is not Democrat, because I know that the man waiting in the wings to take over is a fascist, is an absolute Nazi. So I close my eyes a little bit, and I say, okay, I'm going to vote for the guy that has the D after his name, even though, you know, I can't really get behind that he's a real Democrat, but I'm going to do it. And then after I listen to all the rhetoric and after I think to myself, okay, I've got to vote for this guy, please, you're going to have to be strong, you're going to have to stand up, because even if you get the presidency, you don't have the legislative branch, you don't have the judicial branch, you got to be a fighter. If you're telling me you're the Democratic presidential candidate nominee and you want my vote, I'll vote for you, but you got to be a fighter, because this is terrible, terrible times, and these sons of bitches are trying to destroy the country. I'm going to vote for you. And then they walk off the stage and leave me and 50 million other people standing there.
Left us high and dry. Like a cheap.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, and I'll be damned. I got to go. Thanks, Godfrey. I appreciate you checking in. I appreciate it. It's just outrageous. It's just outrageous. And don't send me an email, you Gore and Kerry supporters. I don't want to hear it. Support them until hell freezes over. Go ahead. I don't care. That's your business. It's not my business. But don't present these people to me as people who stood up when a stand-up was really, really, really needed. Don't even do it. Don't even do it. Both of these men cut and run, and I don't give a damn what the reasons were. I don't care if somebody sent them an email and said, you're in our crosshairs, stand down. I don't care. They ran for president as a Democrat. I expected them to have courage. I don't want to talk about this subject ever, ever, ever again. Ever again. It's history. It's gone. Yikes. Thanks for participating tonight. Now I'm all pissed off. I hate to end the program pissed. Thanks for participating tonight, however you did that. I'll see you tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, sitting in for Randy Rhodes. Peter Werby will sit in for me tomorrow night. All right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
Uniting the mind, body, and spirit to promote peace, compassion, and respect for human dignity. That's the goal of Sit for Change, an international event promoting the practice of meditation as a force for social change. Go to sitforchange.org to learn how to support our partners like Amnesty International and Save the Children, charities focused on human rights, family, the environment, and the benefits of meditation. Join the Sit for Change Meditation Marathon, culminating on New Year's Eve Day. Change your mind, change the world. Visit sitforchange.org today.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-